We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Your artist of the day.
Love these cats.
Keyword to cash is arrow, A-R-R-O-W, arrow. Text it into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000 with the keyword to cash. This hour on the program, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to Rockfest. Next hour on the program, $149 gift card to Byron Fine Men's Clothing on the Plaza.
Very good. Cool. Did you guys hear about the Robin Hood on the first class flight?
No.
Guy on American Airlines flight from Philadelphia to Atlanta decided he was going to try to get his buddies back in economy some free drinks. They don't like that.
So wait, when you're in first class, because I've never flown first class, are your drinks complimentary?
Yes.
Okay, so he gets his free complimentary
drinks. Not that I know, other than pictures I got from Johnny Dare years ago.
And then tries to sneak them back with the schleps where his buddies were sitting. Okay.
And so the flight attendant's like, sir, you can only order one drink at a time. And he's like, well, I'm ordering it for the lady who's sitting next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, okay, fine. So they bring him the drinks. And then he gets up and he's like, I got to use the restroom. And she's like, we have a restroom here in first class. He's like, no, I'm going to go back there. She's like, no, you're not.
Like, you suck at lying.
Yeah, you can only use the first class bathroom and you're not allowed to order more than two drinks.
Wow.
He does it twice. So apparently they were not happy. He continued to try to get back there. And at that point, they called the manager and he got kicked off the plane.
They kicked him off the plane. Okay, can I ask just the question everyone's probably wondering? If you have enough money to buy like a $1,200 first class plane ticket, why can't you just buy your buddy a drink? Like, how cheap are you that you won't just spend the $8 to buy your buddy a drink who's in coach when you're in first class?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How cheap are the airlines that if you can afford a first class ticket and you happen to have a friend in coach, that you can't just say, you're going to give me this drink for free anyway. I'm going to walk it back there and give it to my friend. I don't know if it's how cheap is the passenger.
Just buy the drink for his buddy.
How cheap is the airline?
Here's the reason. Federal regulations say flight attendants have to give you your drink. Nobody else can give you a drink.
Simmer down.
I bet that's true because they don't want to deal with you schlepping drinks to your 19-year-old.
Exactly.
Wink, wink.
Or a girl that you think is hot and you put something in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the old rapey.
Yeah, you ain't roofing me on my flight.
Yeah. Never know.
You're not going to roofie me and then try to have your way with me in the middle of a room with 300 other people. You're not going to do that.
Did you see that video? And I know no one ever listens to me. You don't ever believe this is going on. But there is a video that went viral a couple of weeks ago. And I've made my children watch it 36 times at Coachella. And it's a woman and her friend. They're probably, 22.
Is Coachella like a music festival?
Yes. And they're taking a video selfie. So the camera's up here. And they're like, hey, woo. And her drink is this way, Scott, because when you do a selfie with your right hand, right, her drink is in the left hand, and she's looking up at the camera. A guy walks by, not realizing they're taking video instead of a still photo, walks by, the whole thing is caught on her cell phone video, and drops a pill. I mean, you can see it clear as day, drops a pill in her drink.
Oh, my gosh.
And then at some point, they go back, and they look at that video, and they're like, what the heck just happened.
Mm-hmm. They tell you never to put your drinks down. Now you can't even just hold them away from
you. No. You know what we need? We need like coffee can lids, like guard lids impenetrable guard lids for every drink for women.
What we need is men who act like men.
Well,
Thank you. But at a place like Coachella, where you are surrounded by 20,000 drunk idiots, I'm telling you, I wouldn't drink anything.
Real quick, and I know we have this story. We'll get to this in just a moment. The royal wedding is on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I will repeat what I said yesterday on the program, especially after watching Good Morning America. I have a special message for young Prince Harry of Great Britain. Run.
She's darling.
Run, son. Get away from this white trash family. Do not invite this drama into your world.
No.
Run.
Is it not possible, Scott, that you have a crazy family, but that you are perfectly normal?
She also will not be called princess, I just read online. And
you know, for someone who doesn't care about the royal wedding, you know an awful lot about it, Sir Parks.
Only 28% of Americans say they are interested in the heavily hyped nuptials in England. 30% of Brits say that they care.
Mm-hmm.
The coverage, listen,
it's gotten ridiculous. I will totally give you that.
On Saturday morning, I mean, I understand history, and I guess this is historical. I'm not going to poo-poo it because that's the trendy thing to do, is I don't care at all. I do care a little bit, and I have watched a little bit of the coverage, but it – simmer down over there.
I think you've watched more than – and I was reading the other day, and then I saw online, and then I saw on Good Morning America, and I'm just telling you, I don't care at all, but I will tell you I know exactly how many diamonds are in that ring.
35.
Okay.
But
he's such a liar. He's such a liar.
The coverage is just getting.
What
over.
Time are you setting your alarm for Saturday morning? Look me in the eye.
3:35.
I knew it. You're a royal watcher. I knew it.
Well,
he caught the Markle sparkle.
I believe the correct word is Anglophile.
Someone caught the Markle sparkle.
Well, here's the deal. I was going to get up at 4:35 because I was going to watch ABC's coverage, which starts at 5 a.m. Actually, I think that's Eastern time. I'm getting up at 2:30, and here's why. I've got to be showered. I have to have coffee. I have to be ready. ABC's coverage starts at 4 a.m. our time.
Mm-hmm.
CNN is doing them one better. And they're starting their coverage at 3 a.m. Central Time on Saturday morning. So my ass is up at 2:35 military time. And I am going to get showered, dressed. I'll be in my bathrobe.
Eat some crumpets.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to have to get some coffee cake.
Isn't Union Station doing a big thing?
Yeah, they are.
Where you can go down watch there and do a watch party.
Do you think I could get some Enemans coffee cake
Maybe.
From the Hy-Vee in time?
Time.
I don't know if I will have time. But I'm going to try to get some coffee cake, and I'm going to have some tea. It's going to be ready to go. It's going to be the English gray tea, of course. I'm going to be positioned on my couch at 3:59 so I can tune in to CNN's coverage at 4 a.m. Central Time.
You do it.
Thank you. Thank you. 28% of Americans say they are very interested. 30% of Brits say that. 70% of Brits are lying because that's what Brits do.
I can't wait. I think it's lovely.
She will not have the title of princess.
What are they going to call her?
Kelly just wrote me and said, please, dear God, tell me you're kidding. Honey, I'm not.
What's her title? She's not going to be princess. What's she going to be?
I don't know.
Markle.
Duchess.
Title. No. Well, maybe.
That's what Kate is.
Well, you know what Kate's going to be called someday. Queen.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kelly's kid had a great point the other day, though. He said, because we were watching it on Good Morning America, and he had a great point. I think I told you this yesterday, Kara. He said, if we're Americans, why do we care about a British wedding? And I got to thinking about that. And that's a good question. And I made the argument to the young man. I said, because we used to be an English colony.
She's a duchess.
I told you. I know my English royalty.
The Dukedom of Sussex is currently vacant. So speculation says that Henry, Duke of Sussex, and Meghan, Duchess of Sussex are likely royal titles.
Sussex.
from the text line, it's Earl Grey and English breakfast tea, you twit.
I don't know.
I like the
he
twit
likes
part.
His toast
That's such
done
an
on
English
one side.
Phrase.
You twit.
Twit. I'm going to use that.
What did I say? Dark gray tea or something?
It's Earl Grey.
I don't know.
For the Duchess of Sussex.
Know these things.
You're such a liar.
I'm such
a liar.
I am a fake royal watcher. I'm not getting up at 2:30.
Says the guy who watches The Bachelor religiously.
Right, exactly.
Oh, I don't know anything about the royal wedding. I don't care about the royal wedding. What they're going to wear. I don't care who gets that rose.
Which, girl. By the way, they think her dress is going to cost upwards of $130,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I actually printed that part off, too. It's right here.
He doesn't care, though.
I don't care about the royal wedding. However, let's see here. The dress, sorry, $340,000. The security, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
$4.9 million for security. The reception, they're having two. An afternoon reception for 600 people and an evening reception for 200 people.
Oh, 200. Mm-hmm. That's a hot ticket.
Yeah. Each person's going to be roughly $135 per person. The cake, everybody has to have the cake. The cake is going to cost $13,500. The flowers are going to be in the neighborhood of $65,000.
Do you know why you can't understand this, even though you say you don't, and I know that you do? We have never had the only thing even remotely close
Kennedy's.
To this, the only thing remotely close, and not even that, we have never had a sitting president rise to the presidency as a single man and then marry during his term. That would be the only thing even, and that's still not even in the realm of what's going on over there.
True.
We've never, it would be lovely and fun if that would happen. I mean, not now with Trump, but someday if there was a single guy.
Well, he might if Melania
woman,
divorces him because he bangs porn stars. And,
oh, God. Really?
Never mind.
Really?
Sorry. We were just listening to it during the break. It is up on Twitter. Turn it off. You got to turn it off. If you missed the call.
I still cannot get over that phone call.
If you missed the call that came in a little more than an hour ago from caller Vicky.
She is against illegal. She wants you to know. Kick him out.
Very much.
I'm against illegal immigration.
Right. Very opposed to illegal immigration. If you missed the call, it is up on Twitter and you can podcast it. It is worth hearing.
It is 4 minutes of your life you will not get back.
We're talking about a story here from the Kansas City Star. An Oklahoma woman was on a flight from Oklahoma to Chicago. There was a delay on the flight. She's self-admitted not the smallest woman on the plane. Take that how you want. But anyway, she was sitting next to a man about 60 years old, and she couldn't help but oversee that he was texting a friend saying, "I am stuck on this plane next to Smelly Fatty." He was talking about her. The font was apparently so big that a man across the aisle even saw what this man was writing about her. He got up. She calls him her angel. He gets up.
Because how many people would have done that, Scott? Gotten involved.
Very, very
be
few.
Be honest.
Very few. Very few.
One out of
10.
I was going to say 20.
Gets up, points to the guy and says, "You and I are switching seats. You're not sitting next to her." She's a ball of tears at this point. And I've been on flights next to a larger person when I was coming back from my uncle's funeral in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. I happened to be on a flight with my brother as we were coming back to Kansas City, and the woman that sat next to me was very large. Very large. And to the point where I had to even lean over towards my brother because her body was big.
But that is someone's wife. That is someone's daughter. I mean, I always think, okay.
Do you know what I said to her?
Nothing.
You're damn right.
Probably, or yeah.
Other than,
hi, how you doing?
How are you?
Yeah.
Where are you headed?
You want some pretzels?
We did a little small talk.
Right.
And I tried to go to sleep.
Like you do. You know, my mother, when she flies, is not the biggest person on the plane. She's not the smallest person on the plane. My husband is, what, 2, 3.
At least 6'2".
You know, we've tried business class. He needs leg room. He, you know, I always say to myself, if that was your mother, would you want someone treating your mother like that in life, on an airplane, anywhere? Because that's, if you start thinking every day like that, Scott, or if you want to be really rude to a 17-year-old sandwich clerk, if the second you start thinking of that situation through the eyes of, what if that was my son? What if this was me or someone else like me that wanted to be really mean to this 17-year-old, and that 17-year-old is my son? How would you treat that 17-year-old who's bagging your groceries? If the whole world would start thinking in those terms, we would live in a much better place. Because you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that. You would think to yourself, I would never want someone to treat my mother like that.
So why is it okay?
I don't know. People have always said fat shaming is the last, least protected, socially, I don't want to say acceptable, but understood thing.
The argument, though, Dana, would be unlike race, disability, gender, these are things, even sexual orientation, this is the one thing that you can change or prevent.
With a whole lot of hard work.
I understand.
Yes.
I understand.
Yes.
But that's the argument for why it is certainly not a protected class.
That there must be something wrong with someone who can't lose weight. Well, and do you remember, and this is a great example, maybe about a year ago, there was a woman in line at an Eat Fit place, okay? And someone was making fun of her. It was actually two women, which to me just makes it even worse. And the woman's post went viral because, Scott, she was, yes, let's say 220 pounds in this line at one of these Eat Fit Go stores. She said what those women didn't realize was a year and a half ago, I was 450 pounds. And yes, I still have a ways to go. But how dare you? I have worked to lose that weight, and I'm still working to lose that weight. And it's so easy when you're a size zero to poke fun at someone like me. And that piece resonated, I think, with a lot of people because you don't know someone's situation. You just don't. Maybe this woman on an airplane eats for comfort and anxiety because she lost a child.
No, we don't know.
You just don't know.
But you have to be a special kind of jerk to text a friend with that woman sitting right next to you and say, I'm seated next to Smelly Fatty. Why? I mean, I'm almost starting to wonder, are we worse today
than we were?
And let me sort of semi-answer my own question. Are we worse today than we were 30 years ago when you and I were in high school? Or is it the social media? Or is it the perceived anonymity? Or is it this idea that, well, you don't have to be politically correct anymore? In fact, being politically correct is bad. What is it? And maybe it's not worse today. Maybe it's just...
No, I think it's worse. You know what my grandma used to say?
As it was.
And my grandma was a kind human being, but she would say if someone was overweight and she was trying to describe them or trying, you know, if it came up, you know who I'm talking about? And I'd go, no, you know, she's stocky. That's what my grandma would say.
Right.
And she would whisper
it. Or big boned.
She's big boned.
She's big boned. You know the one I'm talking about. The big bone girl. But I'll tell you this, this person that she sat next to on the plane, she says appeared to be roughly 60 years old.
God.
Which is halfway between my age and what my father would be if he was still alive today. I guarantee hot damn to you, and my dad cussed like a sailor. He had a mouth. But my dad would have never.
Oh.
In a million
years.
Does
age surprise you? Age 60? Does that surprise you?
Yeah, it does a little bit.
Because don't we expect someone at age 60 to be more well-behaved?
Or a little bit more mature.
And I'm not excusing it if you're 20.
And Dana, listen, I'll be the first to tell you. I had the center seat on that Southwest flight coming back from North Carolina 2 weeks ago, okay? My brother had the window seat.
Yeah.
When this woman poked her head around the seat, and it was late at night, so the plane was pretty dark, and she just said, is that seat open? I said, yes, ma'am, it is. Have a seat. Let's go. And she sat down, and I literally... This was me, Dana, when she sat down. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
This was, you know, this is about the same. This chair that I'm sitting in is about the same size.
It's skinnier than that.
An airline seat is a little skinnier. Yeah. But it's roughly the same size as an airline seat. Would you agree?
Yeah.
All right. This is what happened when she sat down. This is me. You ready?
Yeah. You just leaned over.
No. I was forced over.
Okay.
I mean, when she sat down, my body went like this.
Yeah.
Okay. And then.
And Scott, she knows that.
Exactly right. That's exactly what I thought. And I turned to my brother and I said, well, I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to be in your space a little bit. That's all I said.
You didn't say it in front of her, did you?
No, No. I looked at my brother and I mouthed. I didn't say it out loud. I said, I'm going to be in your space.
Okay.
And he's like, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And I go, I'm not.
No.
And it was the longest 2.5 hour flight of my life. But you know what? I wasn't about to say something to her.
But Rita,
because to your point, Dana, and it's a good one, she knew.
Of course she knows. One of the first things this woman says during the flight where that man was so mean to her was, it is my worst nightmare. Think about that, Scott. My worst nightmare is being on a plane because I know I'm a bigger girl next to someone who is mean or uncomfortable because of me. She calls that her worst nightmare. Now think about that. Ask me what my worst nightmare is. That's not even in the top 5,000. You know, I think if you are that size, you are so self-conscious about it, which is why it makes it so much worse to me when someone, and that's low-hanging fruit to pick on her, when someone is mean to an individual like that.
576-7798. Let's get a couple people in here real quick. Is it Nina?
Hi, go ahead.
Okay, you are clearly going through a tunnel. Michelle in Kansas City. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Hi.
I just want to comment on your question on, is social media making these situations worse? And I have teenage kids. I believe that social media is making it worse. It seems like these girls can hide behind their phone, what iPads, whatever it may be, and just send the ugliest messages. And I remember in school, we said things, but we said it face to face, and it was not nearly at the level that it is today. Not
right,
even close.
Right, because this guy on the airplane wouldn't have said to her out loud, you are fat and smelly and I'm sitting next to you. But it was okay for him to text it to someone else.
Exactly. Exactly. It is, it's out of hand in the schools. I mean, I know I'm talking about teenagers and not adults right now, but the schools don't help.
But Michelle, let me interrupt for just a second. I don't mean to be rude.
Okay.
Don't we always say that? Doesn't every generation say that the generation that succeeds them or succeeds them is worse? Our parents, I don't know how old you are, but it sounds like you're in your 40s or 50s. If you tell me you're in your 30s, I'm going to feel like a complete ass.
No, I'm in my 40s.
Okay. But our parents always thought that we were going to go burn in hell because of the music we listened to. Do you remember that? And we were all promiscuous because Madonna and Prince. And I think generations just have this habit of saying that the generation that follows them is always worse. I don't know if it is. To your point about social media, though, I wonder if that gives us a certain level of perceived, although false, anonymity, where we think we can just say whatever we want.
I think you have a very valid point. I think that that is true, that social media does give us that feeling that we can say whatever we want with no repercussions because nobody's doing anything.
Hey, Michelle, thank you for the call. Someone just wrote in, I agree that people shouldn't be jerks. However, if you know it as you said, why doesn't someone just buy two seats?
Let me address that.
Now, real quick.
I saw that text come in, too.
The passengers on that plane have no control over the fact that those seats are basically, what would you say, 15 inches wide? I mean, I just flew.
They're way too small.
Those seats are too small. That is not my fault. That is not your fault. And that is not this woman's fault.
Well, and let's say that because this flight originated out of Oklahoma, we can assume, although not know for a fact, it may have been a Southwest Airlines flight. Southwest doesn't operate like that.
It's a cattle call.
That's right. You go onto the plane and you take a seat. If somebody wants to sit next to you, they get to sit next to you. You don't get to say, well, I bought two seats, so these two are mine. That's not how Southwest works. Now, let's say she was on United. My uncle died 3 weeks ago. I had to buy a ticket like that.
Yeah.
Okay? It was $488 round trip. It would have been $1,000 if I was really fat and needed two seats. Who can afford that?
Well, stop eating the Cheetos and you can.
Okay. 576-7798. Let's get some callers in here real quick. All right, let's try it again. You were going through a tunnel earlier. Is it Naina in Independence?
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah.
Hi, go ahead.
Go ahead.
It is our society today. Why these kids don't have respect, people don't have respect for each other anymore.
Okay. All okay. Right. You've got your radio on the back.
Listen to this really quick, though. I got to read this. I got called fatty at my 14-year-old son's baseball game Tuesday night by a senior citizen. It happened after she tried to parent my son and yell at him for hitting a foul ball that busted her windshield. I'm sorry if you're a baseball parent. You know you don't park that close by. I kindly told her, walk away and stop yelling at my son. Her response was, maybe you should walk away, fatty. I asked her if she was 12 years old and told her she needed to work on her insults.
Good for
That's an elderly woman, she said, that said that to her.
How old was she?
I said how old, and I'm waiting on the reply back.
You think 60 is elderly?
No, she said an older woman.
Okay. Bobby on line 4. Hello, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, I don't know that I really have much of a point other than the fact that people nowadays are just awful. I've been the super skinny girl in high school. I've had two babies and been the chunky girl, and I'm honestly probably underweight now, and it's awful. And so I, to anybody out there who's underweight or overweight, you know, I just wish people would give a little grace, because you don't know, are they overweight or underweight because they've been...
real quick, I've got to ask you this, because we're up against the break. How did people treat you super skinny versus you could lose a few pounds? What was your life like? How was it different when you were a little bit bigger versus now?
Honestly, for me, it was not any different. I was probably only maybe 50 pounds overweight, what I would consider overweight. I'm about 5'4".
Okay.
At my biggest, I was 149. I've had two babies, two C-sections.
Yeah.
What were you at your skinniest?
Currently, I'm 37 and about 108 pounds, so I'm technically underweight. I probably have a bit of an eating disorder because there's just that over, even if you're thin forever, you have that feeling that people are going to judge you even if you're a normal weight. They're going to say, you know what, wow, look, she's always been thin, and now look at her.
Well, when you were overweight, or what you describe as overweight, did people make comments to you?
No, because I hit it. You know, Spanx is a wonderful thing. And
got it.
Your weight is in your belly because you've had babies. You know, you can suck that in. And people say, wow, I can't believe you've lost 50 pounds. You didn't have that to lose. But they didn't see you undressed. They didn't see you without masking that. And you don't realize, honestly, 50 pounds is a lot of weight. And you don't realize it happens quick. Like, it took me 2 years to lose it. It was a doctor's visit with the doctor saying, you know, you probably could lose a couple pounds. You're not quite in a healthy BMI. And you say to yourself, wow, you need to get it together.
Yeah.
You've got kids to raise. You're going downhill quick. But I also struggled because I was thin. I never had to worry about what I ate. I never had to exercise.
Oh, you so bragger. People like you make me sick.
But she's saying then your metabolism changes. You have a couple kids,
yeah.
And it's not as easy as it was.
Keyword to cash is limit, L-I-M-I-T, limit. Text that into 72881. You're in the running for $1,000.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.